It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. Yesterday morning, a plane crashed in Montrose County. The small biplane crashed in Cerro Summit. This is Katie Jurgensen with Montrose County.
There were some Gunnison County workers, public works employees, that were up there to do some work and saw the plane crash and were able to extract Mr. Stephen Mathis. He's a Montrose County resident. They extracted him from the plane and were able to tend to his needs until EMTs arrive. When the Montrose County Sheriff's Office and the Colorado State Patrol arrived on scene, we secured the scene and proceeded to contact the FAA and NTSB per policy. Mr. Mathis is being treated at Montrose Memorial Hospital. He was en route to Elbert, Colorado, to meet up with some friends and then was planning on flying to Kansas for a biplane show. The sheriff would like to commend the five employees from Gunnison County Public Works Department that assisted Mr. Mathis, Scott Bever, Sean McConnell, Dale Tillman, Kenneth Webb, and Dave Coleman. They were just heroes for the day, and we are very grateful that they were in the right place at the right time and able to help a fellow community member.
The cause of the crash is unknown right now, but the FAA is investigating. Pitkin County has joined the ranks of counties in support of the Thompson Divide lease swap. Garfield, Gunnison, Mesa, and Delta counties have written letters to Colorado's congressmen in D.C. urging their support for the plan that would swap out leases in the contested Thompson Divide for leases in other places, including Delta County. The swap requires congressional action to move forward. This weekend's rain might bring some major change to last year's landslide, with officials warning that residents of Colburn might have to seek higher ground. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The massive landslide that happened outside of Colburn last year is far from over. Its name is the West Salt Creek Landslide because of the stream that used to run through the valley. Andy Martzoff is the emergency manager for Mesa County.
We've been closely monitoring the pond that has developed at the top of the landslide behind the feature that we refer to as the slump block.
When the slide happened, rubble and earth fell away and built up near the top, creating a divot.
The actual term is a rotated slump block. So the earth rotates and slumps down, creating a depression that has been detaining the water from the West Salt Creek headwaters, as well as rain and any other runoff over the past year.
This new pond has slowly been forming, but last week, observers noticed piping happening. Basically, the earthen dam that's been holding back this pool has sprung a leak. This could challenge the structural integrity of the slump block, the only thing holding a massive amount of water up there. And just this week, they've seen a separate threat to the dam.
We estimate a spill point of 20 and a half feet on the gauge that's in that pond, and we have a margin of error of likely plus or minus 1 foot. Today at this time, we're slightly over 19 feet.
When the water spills over, it might carve the soil away, deepening the spill. This could either happen slowly, which would empty the pond and restore West Salt Creek's flow, or it could happen very rapidly.
West Salt Creek will reestablish at some point. It's just a matter of how fast and in what manner it reestablishes itself. There are a couple of failure scenarios. If for some reason we have a clean water failure, which is not strongly likely just because of all the loose material and debris, a catastrophic release of clean water could have implications for as far down as the town of Colburn.
So they're at a heightened response level for now, with all eyes on that slump block and what it might do.
You know, we anticipate some sort of activity between Thursday and Sunday based on, you know, spring runoff as well as forecast weather that's we're expecting on Friday and Saturday. So we all hope that we will see that pond spill and gradually downcut and gradually reestablish the West Salt Creek drainage. That would be an ideal solution.
Needless to say, the area is extremely dangerous and the section of the slide on the National Forest is off limits. Martzoff says that only time can tell us what will happen. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Colorado Department of Transportation's interregional bus service will start offering rides next month. The agency has purchased 13 tour-style buses for the program. CDOT says the service will connect Denver to the I-70 Mountain Corridor with stops in Frisco, Vail, Eagle, and Glenwood Springs. The service will also run from Denver to Fort Collins and from Denver to Colorado Springs. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to CDOT's Tracy Truelove about the new service.
Tracy, what is the Bustang?
The Bustang is a 13-bus statewide system that we're rolling out in July. And the idea behind it is to connect some corridors that see a lot of congestion. And in particular for this region, it starts in Glenwood Springs and will take people all the way to Denver Union Station.
What do these buses look like?
These are what they call over-the-road coaches. So they have restrooms. They even have video screens. They have free Wi-Fi. They have 110-volt outlets and USB ports, tray tables, even a place to put your bicycle.
I recall last year CDOT was floating this idea around and got public input on it. What did you hear over the course of the public meetings you guys did last year on this system?
We found that people were looking for a different alternative for how they travel on the corridor. And the idea behind this is not to compete with other bus lines, let's say a Greyhound. The idea is really about connecting those interregional transit systems. So, for example, RAFTA that runs, you know, up and down the Roaring Fork Valley is a good example of that. That would, you know, allow people to make a very comfortable trip to Denver without having a large price tag attached to it.
What will the fare structure look like?
A fare from Glenwood Springs to Denver's Union Station will be $28 one way. And there are discounts of 10 to 25% if you buy multiple tickets or if you do it online. And the fare boxes on the buses want cash or prepaid credit cards. And change comes back in ride vouchers and not cash. So it's just a different way of letting people, you know, be able to buy their tickets.
How will CDOT pay for this system? Last year, I talked to a CDOT spokesperson who said that it has a price tag of $10 million for its first year of operation.
That's correct. And, you know, essentially the $10 million gets us started with the 13 buses. And then we expect to spend about $3 million a year to operate it. And we project currently that we'll cover about half of that in fares. So the rest of the money comes out of, you know, our transportation dollars.
That was CDOT spokeswoman Tracy Truelove speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The agency says its interregional bus service will launch July 13th. The suspicious death investigation in Grand Junction has been changed to a homicide investigation. The Mesa County coroner released the identity of the man as Lawrence Mares. Yesterday morning, police officers were pursuing a red truck believed to be driven by a person of interest in the homicide, Barbara Blanton Mares. After the chase, the driver was found deceased. Mesa County Sheriff's Office says it will take time to positively ID the body. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Joanna. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.